The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, I am not going to foof around at all because we already have Scott and Sandra, my two S's, on the line, eagerly awaiting chatting. So I'm going to tell you all about all the things, and I have some very good news for you that you probably already know, but nevertheless, good news is always worth repeating. So I'm not going to mess around. I'm just going to go directly to Scott and say, welcome. Thank you for being patient. How am I to help you?
Thanks for taking the call, Dr. Joy.
Sure.
Lived in New York City, North Jersey area for 20 years, and now I'm in North Carolina. And here, a transgender issue is propped up that's, obviously the world is responding to about using, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Al Sharpton seems to be, a cop hater and everything. And his problem started with Tawana Brawley in the bathroom. Seems like the bathroom's like a big issue. And he seems to be a...
Wait a minute. Let's separate. We've got three different things here. We've got the transgender issue in North Carolina, which is causing a huge amount of fuss. We've got Al Sharpton, who is in the business of causing a huge amount of fuss. I mean, there's no such item, and I've known Al for years. I knew him when he was fat. There's no such thing as a controversial issue that doesn't have Al salivating. And then we've got Tawana Brawley, which was another controversial issue, but really has nothing to do with transgender. And the fact is, sooner or later, all of us use
the bathroom.
I know. But as I pointed out, Scott, who among us has not used a bathroom at some point? So I don't know that I would necessarily see those as yoked issues, so to speak.
Okay.
But... All right.
But mine, I'm really...
You make connections.
Yes, but the moral privileges. Now, living in New York, it's a have, and North Jersey, and then transplanting down to North Carolina here, it's a two different worlds when you cross the so-called Mason-Dixon line.
Well, it's three different worlds. New York is not the same as New Jersey. New Jersey is not the same as North Carolina. Why did you make the transition? Economics?
No, father. I came to bury my father, and I stayed.
Okay.
Beautiful country.
How long have you been there?
9 years.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who love it. I think this transgender issue is a mistake. And it's not that people shouldn't be able to behave in line with their conscience, but that's a different thing than imposing their will on other people. And I think that's, I think if you don't want to use a transgender bathroom, I don't think you should have to. I don't think you should ever have to marry somebody that you don't want to marry. But that's different than saying you can't do what you want to do because I don't want you to do it. That's a different issue.
But in this time, it just seems like everything's like they're creating a symptom and they give it a name. For example, I suffer from harlequinophobia. I'm afraid of clowns. Now, transgender is now crossing the thing. We have to respect it and understand it.
Wait a minute. Scott, again.
Yes.
You have the uncanny ability to make connections where nothing exists. I mean, I'm awestruck by that ability. I just don't go along with it. All right. So being afraid of clowns is not an unusual thing. And all you have to do is avoid circuses and street performers and mimes. Everybody hates mimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, but the issue for just a moment, put down your analytical hat and put up your empathy gear and understand felt that for your whole life, and I have known several people like this, and I never doubted their sincerity, nor their courage to feel that you were, we don't even need to use sex. I know people whose parents have been lawyers back to the Middle Ages, and they didn't want to be lawyers, or doctors, or electricians, or plumbers, or Democrats. So that whole issue of breaking away from expectations is really traumatic. And then when you take something as personal and basic and organic as feeling like you were born the wrong sex and being willing to do something about it for your own sense of well-being and mental health takes, I think, enormous courage. And then to say, well, if your birth certificate, I don't know who carries around their birth certificate, right, but if your birth certificate says that you were born Scott and you decide you want to be Sharon, tough. You're going to have to go in the men's room the rest of your life.
Transgender. I'm struggling with the opinion, for example, moving from North Jersey to the metropolitan New York area down to below here in North Carolina.
Well, but that was voluntary.
I
assume.
Gender, but how about this? Your opinion on either transgender, do you have faith in it? Is it harmless or is it harmful?
Well, first of all, there are a couple of different issues here, and I've gotten myself in serious trouble over the years for one of them, because I'm not one of those people. I don't think bisexuality is a real phenomenon, to be quite honest, and I've gotten in huge trouble, and I can't believe I'm bringing it on myself at this moment. I just think men and women are so different that anybody who says I'm bisexual is really saying, do me. You know, I don't care who does me.
Right.
I have no attraction to you. I just want you to do me. And that makes sense to me. The idea that you would be equally attracted to men and women doesn't make any sense to me.
I love everybody. I must say something, though. Just now, Georgia's right below me, the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
And the lawmakers are now, you know, the people that make the laws, and they're hypocritical, in my opinion. This is my opinion. You don't have to agree with me. Just last night, driving around with four juveniles with a congressman from some district from Georgia, driving drunk three times over the legal limit, but he's a law passer.
Scott, what does that have to do with anything?
I'm talking about the
I think you're throwing the you're throwing the kitchen sink at me. But I must tell you, your statement that says Georgia's underneath me, or right below me, did get my attention. But you meant something completely different. All right, so let's go back. Scott, wait a minute. Let me go back to the issue that we were trying to stay on target about. I think that people can kind of redirect their sexual energy under extraordinary circumstances.
Transgender
is somebody who feels that they were actually born in the wrong body. And I've known a number of people like that. I've known several professionally, and I've known several personally. And there was no doubt in their mind, that's not the same as being gay. And in fact, in relationships, it causes chaos. Because I've known a couple of situations in which people...
Chaos is more powerful than confusion.
Scott, you have to let me finish the sentence. You really do. I mean, it's really my name on the door, and I love having you call, but you really do have to let me finish the sentence. The idea being that in relationships in which both people view themselves as male or female, and then one decides they're transgender and wants to switch, which means in theory it's not a homosexual relationship anymore, create chaos. So do I believe that people can legitimately feel that they're born in the wrong body? Absolutely. We have a number of cases of it. And I think what we have to do is respect their commitment, just like we have to respect everybody else's commitment. If it doesn't harm us, which it doesn't, what do we care about which sex they walk around in? But I think they should also, and I think the answer is going to be very much like some states have dealt with gay marriage, rightly or wrongly, which is I'm trying to remember the last time I was at, well, that's not true. There are still men's rooms and ladies or women's rooms, but most of the restaurants I've gone to that have been built in the last 5 to 8 years have unisex. So I think, and that's the solution, is that if everybody can have their own little stall, that we don't care what your genitalia is.
Our society is based on, because we're so uptight between North and South, and it's all about male and the gender issue.
Well, it's about a lot of things. It's also about race. It's also about religion. It's also about economics.
Sure. But I'm not going to get an argument. You don't drug. I love you. I listen to you every day. But Manny's voice, I love to hear him say, Luke, you're my father. I love to hear him say.
Well, everybody loves Manny's voice. I think I'm blessed with both Blake and Jacob have nice voices as well. Manny's is just
Blake,
deep, kind of rolling.
Thank you, Blake, and this is Scott from North Carolina.
I'm really blessed with great producers.
You are.
Listen,
you are.
Scott,
I think
if you want North Carolina, which I think is a beautiful state, to not suffer the huge economic fallout that it's going to suffer. I mean, remember Arizona when they decided they weren't going to do Martin Luther King Day. It took them 3 years, but it cost them a lot of money. I would say, look, have unisex bathrooms and be done with it. Scott, thanks for holding with me. Sandra, you're next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On the 855-993-7569, Sandra, thank you for being patient with me. How may I help you?
I realized a couple of months ago that my husband is smoking crack cocaine, and I think he's probably been doing it because of various behaviors. I think he's been doing it since about 09.
Wow, that's seven years.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. What? I guess I have two questions. I guess the kind of popular, perhaps misconception, but notion is somebody who's smoking crack as opposed to snorting coke is completely immobilized and lying around almost like an opium den and not working and not able to have relationships. Now, obviously, this doesn't fit the data very well in that you're married to him, and I assume that you're living with him. So tell me, I guess, what his behavior has been and what tipped you off that this was really going on.
Well, the behavior would be times when we'd be out together for a walk or skiing or something, and he would let me go on ahead, excuse me, and a hill that took me 10 seconds to cross-country ski down, he would take me up there for 5 minutes and finally come down. So it was times like that, and I'd say, well, you know, did you have, you know, runs in trouble? No, I just came down right after you. Other times would just abandon me, or even, abandon is a strong word, 20 degrees below zero Celsius. And he would say, oh, I have to go inward, about to head off snowshoeing, and he'd head back. I have to go back to the car to get my gloves. And I walked a half a kilometer in snowshoes before he came back 100 feet back from the car.
So there's lost time periods.
Pardon?
Lost periods of time where he just not, okay.
And so, and other times we'd be out for a walk he would leave, just bolt off. He'd, to get ahead of me and I think to gain time to, smoke. And, that's something that we used to do a lot was walk together, every day, you know, for a couple hours. And so I had stopped doing that. I didn't know why he was doing these disappearing things, but I actually thought he was just doing it to show me that he could keep me waiting. And, or I couldn't figure it. Big anger, like just creating sudden arguments out of nothing and like come at me like a pit bull. I figured it out was I came into a family room and he didn't know I'd come in and he quickly hid something and then came rushing back into the room he got me to come out of the room and then came, I circled back to go in the room and he came charging back in. He clearly was hiding something. And then I smelled there's a jar in our garage that's used typically for ashes and it didn't smell. I went out the next day to smell it and not expecting anything actually, but it didn't smell like ashes at all. It smelled like a sweet vinegar or I've heard it described as a vanilla smell with also like two distinct with a plastic smell too, which apparently is what it gets cut with. I've had to learn all this. So I think he is smoking crack. I've asked a member of the police, who's a family member, just, for a friend, with this kind of smell and, you know, circumstance, and they came back, it sounds like crack. And he is not admitting it. He yells at me that he just gets quite aggressive yelling that I'm being crazy and that I'm the one doing, you know, doing crack. It's him. He's smoking.
How long have you guys been married?
Over 30 years. He's in his early 60s. I'm in my late 50s.
So you have kids that are grown?
Yes, they both live at home. They're in their 20s, but they do still live at home.
Does he have a job?
Well, he works for himself, but he's not one to freelances as a writer, but that he's not one to pursue jobs, and they haven't been coming to him. So he's sort of actually there's been some great depression too because he's coming to retirement age, and I think also because people have stopped calling, and he's not pursued jobs himself, and so there's depression there, and. Since I've figured this out, I can't even look him in the eye.
When did you figure it out? How long ago?
It's February 5th.
Could you be more exact? I'm kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So you said to him, hey, look, this is what's going on. And he said, no, you're making it up.
Absolutely denies it. Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys having an economic issues?
Well, I'm not sure. We're going to talk about that in the next week or two. What our finances are.
So he's in charge of all the checking accounts and the savings accounts?
Well, he is. There's a certain amount of funds that are in my name in RSPs, and there's a certain amount that's in his name, and I'm worried, has he been cashing them in?
Yeah, I'd certainly... I wouldn't wait till next week. I'd certainly make sure that at least the money that you either have jointly or that's yours is safe.
Yeah.
Because he has a huge motive to cash it in at this moment.
Oh, yeah, and to lie to me.
So I mean, you know, trust your neighbor and tie up your camel at night. I mean, I think it's perfectly okay not to distrust him, but I sure would check it, and I would check it immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we somehow put this kind of weird behavior aside, how would you describe your marriage? And I know that it's part and parcel of it, but what's going on outside of this behavior?
Well, it's been falling apart because of his angry outburst that he never apologizes for, never backs off from.
Do you want to stay in this marriage?
I don't know financially that I can afford not to.
Oh, sure you can. You get a good lawyer. I mean, I think part of it depends on what your resources and your assets and your savings, and that's why I would, at the end of this phone call, make sure that I called the bank and froze everything.
There are things that, like RSPs, that are saying are in his name. There should be a few hundred thousand in there, and I don't know if there is or not, if he's in cashing that in.
Well, if they're in his name, he probably has access to them anyway. I don't know what the law is in terms of joint property, but I mean, you've got a family member who's a cop, so you've got a family member who knows a lawyer who's used to dealing with these kinds of things. Call somebody. I mean, I don't.
Okay.
As I said, you know, trust your neighbor, trust your husband, but check your bank accounts. I mean, let's not be stupid about this.
Getting a lawyer involved, I have no physical proof.
You don't have to have any physical proof, and that's where I'm really going on this. You need to look at your marriage and decide. You know, look, this is the straw, but I want out of this. It doesn't offer me anything, regardless of whether this is a drug problem or a personality problem. It's not fun for me. I don't like being here anymore. Or you can say, this is a man that I love, and I think he's going through a very rough time, and he's certainly chosen an inappropriate way of dealing with his sadness and his unhappiness, but I love him. And the third is, I can't deal with him right now. He's going to have to deal with this. He's not acknowledging the problem. So what I'm going to do is make sure that I'm safe financially, emotionally, economically, spiritually, and give him some time to work this out. Those are your three options. Let me put you on hold. Let's come back and walk you through what each of those mean. Because as you hear, none of them require you sort of catching them with the goods. All right? This is about you at this moment, not about him. Those are your three options. And I'll put you on hold. Come right back to him. We'll walk you through. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a testament to the fact that we, and Sandra in particular, still take marriage and marriage vows seriously, that Sandra can be in the dilemma that she's in today. It was a 30-year marriage, a husband who is exhibiting at least suspicious behavior, where he disappears for long periods of time, he's openly aggressive, and she's discovered some circumstantial evidence that implies that he is smoking crack cocaine. And instead of saying, okay, I'm toast, she's saying, okay, what do I do about the marriage? And I'm saying, this at this moment, you don't have to catch him with the goods. And I think to a certain extent we feel that we have to give a rational reason for why we're leaving. If you want out of this marriage, you're allowed to be out of this marriage. This isn't a country where we're going to stone you to death. Hopefully, if you're Catholic, the excommunication you're going to have to worry with on your own. And apparently excommunication isn't the issue if you leave a marriage. It's just if you want to marry somebody else. But that's it for a different expert and a different program. But the point is that you don't have to catch him in the act. And you don't even have to be 100% certain that this is what's going on. If you don't want to be in this marriage anymore for whatever reasons, and hopefully they are not whimsical and they don't sound whimsical, and they've been going on for quite some time, you don't have to explain to anybody, even him. It never hurts to be able to say to your lifelong partner, this is why I'm out. But you've got those three options. You can stay, at which point we can talk about where you put the limits. And as I said, the first thing I would certainly do is check the bank accounts. You can go, I would certainly check the bank accounts. Or you can buy yourself some time, and with the idea being that maybe he will come to his senses. You can't count on that happening. The behavior you control is yours, not his. But those essentially are your three options. So saying you don't have to catch him smoking crack. You don't have to take the jar in the garage in for chemical analysis. You don't have to follow him or hire a private detective to find out who his source is. All you have to do is say, this, for whatever reason, whether you can be smoking Cheerios for all I know, you disappear for long periods of time, you're disrespectful of me, I feel I'm being manipulated, and you're angry all the time. I don't want to play. And you don't even need to know the source of it. Now, if it's a brain tumor, you might feel a little bit more beholden to him, but if it's a brain tumor, then you get a physical. If there's any question in your mind that it's something other, that it could be organic, or even if you feel he's depressed, what to do about the problem is his issue, not yours. What to do about his behavior in terms of your acceptance or not is yours. Does that make things a bit clearer for you?
Yes.
Do you know what you want at this moment? Do you have this? I mean, I know you'd like a magic wand and make everything okay. When is the last time you can remember your marriage being good for you?
Well, certainly 2 years ago, things took a change. We have a cottage. We were at the cottage together. He blasted out at me and continued, like, just continued on it, too. And so I don't go to the cottage with him on my own anymore.
Were you physically afraid of him?
I was physically afraid of him. He did not do anything, but it frightened me, to the point of frightening me.
Did you tell him that?
Yes.
And what was his response?
He just denies everything. There's no constructive conversation there.
Okay. So, you know, it's interesting. I asked you when the last time you could remember your marriage being happy, and you told me when it got really unhappy. Was it 3 years ago? Was it happy?
Before that, things were pretty good. But he's, I guess, always been a little bit contentious. I think I maybe got to the age of 55 and decide, and I don't, you know, used to go for walks and I'd be making conversation, almost like nervous conversation, to keep things on the up and positive and cheerful. And sort of the whole not thinking about what I want to talk about or think about, but trying to jolly him along. You know, he's just sort of that kind of person, I guess. Maybe
well,
I'm that
Sandra,
kind of
but again, it comes back very quickly, even though I know that this is not your default position, to what do you want? I mean, do you want to spend, first of all, do you think there's any possibility he's going to deal with this issue? Because if he doesn't deal with this issue, his behavior is predictably not only not going to improve, but it's going to deteriorate.
So, yeah, that's the big unknown, too. And any time even that he's happy now, I don't know, is that because he just purchased some, or is it because he just smoked some, or, you know, he's... I don't trust anything about him.
Sandra,
I would like to be out. I would like to be out, but I don't know that we can afford...
Well, it doesn't have to be we can afford it. It's your issues. And as I said, the first thing I would do is check the accounts, especially the joint accounts, and make sure that your assets are protected. You said you're what, 55, 56?
57.
Okay. Yeah. Have you worked in the past outside the home?
No, I haven't.
Do you have marketable skills?
I don't. I guess I do. I don't know. I've been racking my brain about this for some time, trying to figure out what the heck would I go and do. What can I?
What's the highest level of education you've achieved?
I have a 4-year Bachelor of Arts degree.
Okay. Can you program? Can you type?
Yes.
Okay. Are you computer literate? You don't
yes.
even have to be. All right. If you had a magic wand and I said, all right, tomorrow we need for you to be working, what would you choose to do that you think would be fun or interesting?
Yeah, I honestly can't answer that. I'm not sure.
Well, yes, you can. I mean, I'm not gonna hold your foot to the fire. It doesn't mean you have to do it. But I mean, do you want to work?
But I don't think I have any answers.
Well, but I didn't ask you what you could do. Okay, so you're saying I didn't say what are you capable of doing. I said what would you like to do. I mean, would you like to work in a store? Would you like to work with children? Would you like to work with adults? Would you like to work with numbers? Would you like to work with computers? Do you like to be around animals? Do you love flowers? I mean, it's certainly not a bad thing to do. Have you done any volunteer work in the last 30 years?
No, I was teaching for a time, teaching wood carving and clay sculpture.
All right, can you go back? How long ago was that?
Yeah, that was probably, that might be 15 years ago.
Okay, well, presumably you still know how to do that. Who were you doing that for?
It was just with the, in the high schools, the evening courses for adults, that kind of thing.
Did you get paid for it?
Yes, but there aren't many hours.
Well, but that sounds to me not a bad place to start.
Right,
I mean, something
yeah.
you've done before. You have some contacts. You're right. It's probably not enough to support you, but it's a place to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would, as I said, the first thing I would do when I got off this phone is get in touch with the bank, just
yeah.
so you know. What about your home? Did the two of you own it jointly? Do you own it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do. We. Yeah.
I would also, whose name, is it in both of your names?
It is, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, so
yeah.
that's a major asset. Do you have a mortgage on it?
No.
Okay, so it's paid off. So I don't know what the market's like, but presumably half of that, you know, half of that is yours. Or
yes.
if he can buy you out. I mean, it sounds like you're telling me he has a couple hundred thousand dollars in some
well,
kind
he's
of
supposed
account.
To, but I haven't seen those papers for a while, and I'm hoping,
well,
I've got my fingers crossed that he hasn't been dipping into that.
Well, I mean, whether he's been dipping into it or not, if it's exclusively his, it's his problem, not yours, although it may impact his ability, for example, to buy you out of your share of the house. But it doesn't sound to me that you're destitute. You've got two 20-year-olds who presumably can, you've contributed to their welfare. Maybe they can begin contributing to yours. I'd begin, as I said, I'd check out my accounts. I'd begin thinking about what kinds of things you'd like to do. And, I mean, first of all, you're going to present a completely different picture to him than you are now, which is kind of, you've got to tell me what's going on. Don't keep me in the dark. And he has a vested interest in doing exactly that, of keeping you in the dark and telling you nothing.
Yes, yes,
so,
yes. He doesn't
yeah.
want to tell me.
No, well,
yeah.
he's not going to, because
no.
there's no reason for him to. It doesn't benefit him in the least.
No.
And whatever else we know about your husband is he does what benefits him. So you have
Can
to
I
begin
tell my
thinking,
daughters?
No, because you don't really have the information at this moment.
Right.
And, you know, it then becomes, you'll get one of them's on your side and one is on his side, and then they'll talk together and decide they don't want to be on anybody's side. It does,
yes.
There's really, what you, I mean, look, they live there and they're not babies and they understand it's not a very good marriage. Two of you aren't
yeah.
doing anything together. Presumably they've noticed the silences and the weird behavior as well. But right
I'm
now,
sure.
what you need to do is literally take care of business. Figure out where your money is, what your assets are. And don't worry about him right now. That he's been running a parallel existence. You get to run yours for right now and see where you... To take care of you. And call me if you need me. But start on the money part and see what assets you have and then what you'd like to do. You're a relatively young woman. Figure out what you want. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. So do you have the really cool sounder of Jake sort of saying, you get to be the program director?
What's that?
Did you know we have a sounder, Blake, that has Jacob saying, you get to be the program director. Now it's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist.
I did not know that.
Well, you'll find it next that we have for next time. At this point, we'll hum it. Did you know Jake actually took upon himself, apparently. Are you a musician as well?
Yes.
See, I don't think I've ever had a producer who wasn't a musician. What instrument do you play?
I am a drummer first, and then I dabble in everything else that I can.
All right, I have to tell you my drummer story.
Okay,
I had a friend
ahead.
In college who was a drummer, and I would go to his gigs. As I said, I think every one of my producers, with one exception, who is in all the years I've been on the air, I think I've only had two women who are producers, and I think neither of them were musicians. But so I would go to his gigs, and he always turned his head at a strange angle. And, you know, I asked him at one point, did he know why he was doing that? He said, no, he was completely unaware of it. And then I went to a party at his house, and he had a drum set in his bedroom. And he started playing, and he did the head thing. And what I realized is he was looking out the window for the cops. Because the neighbors would call the cops on him. So, and of course, then it all became clear to me. All right, so so let's hear a program director call.
Yeah, so let's see here. Deborah says parental alienation syndrome.
Okay.
Wants to know more about it.
All right, well, there are a couple of... I assume the one that you're talking about is the one that's brought up in custody cases with children. And I started to say minor children, but it's not always minor children. It's often minor children, where one parent believes that the other has poisoned the kid against, and this can sometimes be grandparents as well, has poisoned the kid against the other, the absent parent. And the first time I know this was actually used, because as many of you recall from last week's It's Broken, Let's Fix It, was in the Gloria Vanderbilt case, where her mother was succeeded in getting the Gloria's caretaker, her nanny, removed from her caretaking because she said she alienated Gloria against her mother. So that's the first time I know that was used, which was what during the Depression. So that's what 1920 or something like 1919, which is getting to be, can you believe that, almost 100 years ago. Gloria Gloria Vanderbilt is 92, I think. So, and this was when she was a 2-year-old, so like 90 years ago.
Dang.
Pardon?
I said dang.
Yeah, so there you go. So I just happened to know about that because I did the interview last week. I knew about Poor Little Rich Girl. I didn't know about parental alienation, which is, to my knowledge, the first time it was used. And I think it was actually, I think it was called alienation of affections, which is the older term. You know, I think you have to be careful about it. First of all, for people who are going through a divorce, we all need to remind ourselves that as adults we're allowed to make decisions, but that we, as parents, we have a wider obligation. It's probably the only situation in which we really do need to consider somebody else's feelings and needs before our own. Because in most, as you hear, I mean, even talking with Sandra, that she's allowed to figure out her own needs and her children are adults before she worries about somebody else. But with children, because they are relatively helpless and relatively powerless under the law, that we need to think about it. And what we'd like to think of, in theory at least, is that children have two parents that they can love and who love them back. So it's really important when going through the tumult of a divorce, and sometimes people aren't even married, to not say, well, your father or your mother is unfit or doesn't love you or left you or all those kinds of things. And the courts take it very seriously. So it's a hard thing to prove. And because putting children on the stand is notoriously manipulative and inaccurate. But I think all we can do, if you're on, and it sounds like the question is that you're on the negative side of it, that you feel that your children have been turned against you, all I can say is that don't put your kids in the middle. Don't make them spy on the other parent. Understand that children are not children forever. And as they get older, as long as you keep in some kind of touch, it's not even that you have to explain that your mother said terrible things or your father didn't know what he was talking about, but that you, by your behavior, show that you're interested in the kid, that you're not a terrible person. And just think about your perception of your children, of your own parents from the time you were a young child to a teenager to an adult, so that the kids figure it out. I think that the clue, which is sometimes very difficult, is to stay in touch, which may mean, and I know that that can be heartbreaking because you make phone calls that aren't answered or you send gifts that are returned, or that you make appointments that are broken, but you do your part to document the fact that you're a caring parent, that you're a loving parent, that you reached out to your child without bad-mouthing the other person. And again, I think most people are not wicked at heart, and therefore if you are seem neutral and do not badmouth the other parent, that some of that antagonism goes away, hopefully. It's not a very pretty thing. It's probably as old as human history, but that doesn't make it okay and it doesn't make it right. And it does make it confusing to the child and heartbreaking for the adult. And the only thing I would say, and this is probably more directed toward men than women, just because in this day and age, it's still much more common for women to be given custody than men. It's changing a little bit. And there's been a group that's been around for about 30 years called Fathers United for Equal Justice, who have fought the laws on it, and sometimes very successfully. But I've had dads who called and said, well, you know, I haven't seen my kid in 20 years. And I'm saying, why not? And they said, well, they didn't want to see me. And I'm saying, uh-uh, that's not okay. That kids can be difficult and unpleasant and heartbreaking, but you're the adult, and it's your job to stay in touch, whatever that means. What does that mean, sending a postcard or sending emails, or do your part to make sure that, as flimsy as it is, that there is a connection, that there is a bridge. So as the kid gets older, and it quite often happens when the kid has a kid, is that they decide that they need to get in touch. And the reason given is always medical, but the real reason is emotional, of being aware and in touch and connected to both parents. So it's not a very pleasant thing. It's as old as human history and, I suppose, competition and not being your best self. But it can be offset just by time and caring and increasing sophistication and knowledge. So not pleasant. Make sure that you're not doing your part to make sure, because kids are not very forgiving of it once they figured out that, well, this parent poisoned my name. The other thing to remember is that, especially adolescents, don't need somebody else to badmouth a parent. They can badmouth parents on their own, perhaps both. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.